gave a letter to
Welcome
the
back
post.
To Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Turn to some other subjects. One very sad, disgusting thing. The rise in anti-Asian violence over the weekend. There was a terrible incident in New York City where a 61-year-old man was sucker punched, beaten badly, kicked in the head, and is in critical condition with brain damage. It happened at 125th Street in Harlem. I'll tell you this, and this is not just white supremacists. This violence is occurring from all segments of society. It was fanned and fomented by Donald Trump. Constant attacks on things like the Kung Fu virus and the Chinese virus and all this. You know, this happened back in 1920. Remember the Spanish flu? It was not a Spanish flu. It didn't originate in Spain. It originated in China back then too. But remember, the United States and Spain had fought a war in 1898, and the British had fought the Spanish over the centuries. And simply an Anglophile establishment in the State Department and elsewhere just labeled it the Spanish flu. You can label it the flu of any culture you don't want. In this case, yeah, it originated in Wuhan, China. And yes, China lied about its origin, in my view, and is suppressing information. But the fact of the matter is, that is not an indictment on the Chinese people. And the fact of the matter is, Asian people of all nationalities are being attacked in this country. That's got to stop. And here's, this is unbelievable. There was an anti-Asian bill put in with bipartisan support. You're not going to believe this. Passed the Senate 97 or 98 to 1. To one. There's one guy, a person that voted against a bill to stop anti-Asian violence. Yes, there was. There was one. Guess who it was? Josh Hawley of Missouri. That skunk, that two-legged skunk. What? He objects to a bill that just goes on record as being opposed to anti-Asian violence and doing something to prevent it. Josh Hawley, he is going so far to the QAnon right. He's the guy who went into the Capitol on January 6th, remember? And he pumped his fist at the protesters. You are not going to be able to you can't outflank him on the QAnon right. Anything of any common decency that comes up, he will oppose. But now, terrible incident in Harlem. And I'll tell you what, a lot of these things, they're very cowardly. They're always old people, and frequently old ladies, grandmas, in their 60s, 70s, or 80s, who weigh like 101 pounds. Some guy just broadsides them, can kill them doing that. And in some cases has. This has got to stop. The word has got to go forth. No more. We want no more of this. And the fact that the QAnon right and the Republican Party opposes any attempt to stop anti-Asian violence is wrong. Going to the lines. Otto of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Otto?
Hey, Matt. Don't mean to change the subject or anything, but we had another Earth Day come and go, and I have yet to hear this year or any other year of anyone talking about population stabilization. Seems to me that would be the most important thing for climate change, but yet no one talks about it. I wonder if you could explain why that is. Thank you.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Tell me again what it is that you think in the context of climate change is important.
Oh, population stabilization. We have to stop having so many people, kids. But no one talks about it. No one even mentioned. So I just wondered what your thoughts might be. Thank you.
Sure, yeah, no. Here are my thoughts on it. There's a couple of things to keep in mind. Right now, there are about 7.5 billion people in the world, just shy of 8 billion, and it keeps going up. I'm going to tell you an odd fact. At least up until recently, you could fit every human being on the planet, everyone, if they stood straight up and there are 3 feet of space around them in the state of Rhode Island. There's plenty of land. There are plenty of resources if they are used right. Now, there absolutely should be family planning services provided throughout the world in the third world. I think the decision to have children is a very private matter. However, it is incontrovertible that in many areas of the world, look at Africa, you look at parts of Asia, like India, and at one time China, but especially Africa, you see people who are suffering, and they're suffering, they don't have food, they don't have water, clean water, repressive governments. The challenge to me is this: the decision to have children is a private matter, but family planning services should be available throughout the world. And I also think that the ultimate challenge is resource management. There was a famous bet, two scientists, this is going back 40 years, where one bet that resources would start to become scarcer and scarcer and scarcer. And I'm talking about things like metal and farmland and a lot of other things. And the other one said that it'll simply continue with new technology to improve. And the guy who won was the guy who said that with new technology and systems, it would improve. And we have an inexhaustible supply of resources if we do it right. With new technologies, we're now going to go from fossil fuels to electricity. Fareed Zakaria had an interesting piece on CNN yesterday where he said that he strongly advocates the use of nuclear power, which is the cleanest form of energy. The problem with nuclear power is when it breaks down, it's lethal, and you have to be very careful about it, and you don't want a lot of areas of the world having nuclear power because they'll make it bombs like in Iran. But the fact is that as mankind goes forward, humankind goes forward, our ingenuity and our technology will improve. And I do not look on it as somehow there are too many people in the world right now. What I look on it is that there's too few distribution or too little distribution of resources, fair distribution, food. We have the capacity to produce food for the entire world. I think that if people had access to family planning services, they'd make their own personal decisions. And whatever their personal decision is correct in my view. In China, they used to have forced abortions. If anybody had more than one child, they forced an abortion. I don't think they do that anymore, but they limit the numbers and all that. China has 1.5 billion people. India has 1.3 billion people. But the bottom line is you could take every human being in the world and put them in the state of Rhode Island, and if they stood just straight up with 3 feet of space around them, they'd fit. So the issue in my mind is personal dignity and safety, personal choice with full information and full resources. Otto, thanks for calling in. Very good call. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789.